One of the most important aspects of Eating Disorders Awareness Week 2016 was engaging speakers who shared personal stories about their own experiences in order to help open the conversation.
My name is James Paul from NK and I'm the Equality and Diversity Advisor here at Bournemouth University. We had a range of speakers, very much focusing around individuals talking about their own lived experience. We had a previous student talking about her eating disorder and the issues you need to consider in relation to the media, as well as two guys coming to talk about their own experiences of anorexia and another gentleman coming to talk about his experiences of living with a binge eating disorder.
Journalist and previous Bournemouth student Sarah Robertson gave a personal account of her experiences of suffering from an eating disorder.
Okay, here's the truth is, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a professional counsellor. I'm just somebody that's had an illness that wants to tell you how it really is. I don't try and sugarcoat it. When it's been bad, it's been bad. And when it's been good, it's been good. And I think as long as you stay true to yourself, I always hope it's authentic and genuine.
Stand-up comic Dave Chawner also spoke candidly about his experiences of anorexia.
I draw on personal experience because it's very real for me. I think the biggest thing for me is to just be honest and just say, I'm not a professional. My kind of paradigm that I want to be is the guy that I needed when I was 17, when I slipped into all of this. That's what I always think. And I think eating disorders can be slippery things because they are so different for different people. And the only kind of stick in the mud that I've got, the only thing that I can cling to is, what did I need?
I really hope that by, you know, talking from the horse's mouth, to use a phrase, helps, because it's authentic. And especially through sharing my recovery so openly from a very ill point to today, I hope that people take that as refreshing.
Both Dave and Sarah emphasise the importance of sharing their personal experiences in a way they found most impactful for people listening.
I love the kind of ability that comedy has to like anesthetize things. I love the way that it kind of makes things palatable and breaks things down. Anorexia is definitely a dark thing, but actually being able to laugh around it, not at it, just makes it more down to earth. And also, when people are laughing, they have to be listening. When they're listening, they can learn, and they can learn and understand about it a little bit more.
It's just about communication. I love communication. I think the power of communication is amazing. I think the clout communication has in the 21st century is like phenomenal. But as humans, we forget to actually communicate. We think we are by tweeting or talking or showing Facebook statuses. But back to basics, like, let's talk to each other.
Of course, talking openly about a challenging subject isn't always easy.
Some of the speakers did clearly make it quite clear that obviously this is a personal talk, and you know, there might be parts of that talk that people might find difficult.
You never know who you're talking to. There's going to be such a wide range. I mean, a moment ago I could tell there was journalist students in there, there was medical professionals, there was a mother and a daughter, I think, or a young person, an older person. And I mean, you never know who's going to turn up to hear you speak, which is really weird, because you never know really quite where to pitch it. I show images in my presentation that I am complaining about the media showing, and it's like, oh, where's that line? Because I've actually just showed the images that I'm saying that you shouldn't show.
But also, if we don't talk about these issues, we'll never raise awareness, and we'll never challenge the stigma. We'll never be able to provide maybe hope to maybe one or two individuals in that room.
Without being too hard-nosed about it, I do think that we've got to a point now where we need to like lead by example. And the problem is, I think, wrapping people up in cotton wool, I think that's more stigmatising, because you're essentially saying to that person, you are so fragile, I don't know how to communicate with you. I never wanted that.
So how does sharing personal experience of eating disorders help those listening who might be having similar problems?
It's another tool. It's another opportunity to actually raise awareness. And I think if those individuals now feel empowered to take ownership of their own recovery, I think we've been successful there.